fourth Sunday after Trinity Sunday, and the gospel pointed for today is from St. Luke's Gospel, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 36th verse. Therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. And he spoke a parable to them. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into the ditch? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, Brother, let me remove the speck that is in your eye, when you yourself do not see the plank that is in your own eye? Hypocrite! First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck that is in your brother's eye. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from Jesus Christ, his Son, our Savior. Amen. Therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. In this fallen world, mercy is a very rare virtue among men. Fallen man wants the exercise of power over his enemies. Fallen man thinks mercy is a weakness. In the world, people do good to those who are of advantage to them, and they crush their enemies if they can. And the world imagines that there is nothing wrong with this. But in St. Luke's Gospel, the 6th chapter, Jesus declared, But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the unthankful and the evil. Therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. The Lord is merciful, giving us all good things which we enjoy in body and soul. The inclination to sin is so strong within us that those who have been baptized are still so easily swayed to follow the ways of the world. Under the sway of sin, men imagine, if I'm going to have wealth, I must get it myself and keep it by my own strength. And if anyone tries to take it from me, well, they've got a fight on their hands. But God's word teaches us that all that we possess is a gift. As we say in the words of the Catechism, God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. The devil whispers into the mind of every person, You've earned what you've got, and you've got to protect it, cling to it, build it. You must take more and more if you're ever going to be secure. So you must do what it takes. As a result, the person or nation which has becomes more and more proud of all its possessions and more fearful to cling to what it has and idolatrously desires more and more. While the person or nation which lacks becomes more and more resentful, convinced that they would have enough if only they could wrest it away from those who have. Now, both views are idolatrous, and both lead to temporal and spiritual disaster. Those simple words which our Lord has given us to pray, Give us this day our daily bread, dispel the lie of the devil and deliver from such pride and fear if we believe what we are praying in the Lord's Prayer. When we believe what we pray, then we know that all good things come from God alone. Only the Lord grants the faith of Job, who, having lost so much, declared, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord reveals that he is indeed the source of everything that has to do with the support and need of the body. It is vital that we remember who is the source of the blessings which we enjoy in this life. Among the blessings included in daily bread, as we hear in the words of the Catechism, are devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace. As little as we can give ourselves good weather, so little can we grant ourselves devout and faithful rulers or good governments. Now, almost certainly, someone will think, now wait a minute, we have elections, we choose our own leaders, and besides, we established our independence. Well, yes, think about that. How many revolutions have ever ended well? I'm hard-pressed to think of many others than our own. Many revolutions install a worse tyranny than that which preceded the revolt. The grave danger for us is that we would credit ourselves for the blessings of good government which we enjoy. In the time of Isaiah, the people imagined that they deserved to be blessed because they were God's people. We read in Isaiah chapter 58, "Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching God. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls, and you take no notice?" In other words, the triune God acknowledged that the people thought of themselves as his people, and they fasted, and carried out the ordinance of worship. "Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls, and you take no notice?" The Lord gives them an answer. For we read in his word, "Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and not hide yourself from your own flesh." They claimed to worship God, but had no love of their neighbor in his needs. Rather than extending the Lord's mercy toward their neighbor through their use of the means which God had given to them, they oppressed him. As the Lord said to them, "In fact, in the day of your fast you find pleasure, and exploit all your laborers." If it were so for the people whom God called to be his own, what shall be said in our time, in our nation? We have no special standing. How are we, that is, how is our nation carrying out its life? Think upon the words of the collect which we will pray in a few minutes. "Grant, O Lord, we beseech thee, that the course of this world may be so peaceably ordered by thy governance, that thy church may joyfully serve thee in all godly quietness." The church confesses the Holy Trinity as the only source of true peace, and she knows how vital such peace is. Thus we pray the Lord, for he alone can and does give us daily bread. The Lord is merciful, giving us all good things which we enjoy in body and soul. We hear in the epistle reading for today from Romans chapter 8, "For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God." What God's word is telling us, therefore, is that all of the troubles of this world, even earthquakes, famines, floods, droughts, as well as wars, poverty, exploitation, crime, and the host of evils of this world, all of these are the fruit of sin. Even the creation itself was damaged by our sin. It was, as God's word says, subjected to futility. And yet the Lord provides, in his mercy, daily bread to both those who are good and bad. He sends his rain upon the good and the bad. The peace which he gives to a people or a nation, he gives to good and bad within that people or nation. Now the unbelieving receive the gifts without truly giving thanks to the one true God, and they simply desire more and more. But we, by the grace of God, know who it is who has so richly blessed us. It is right, then, that we give thanks, and that we repent of those times when we have not used it all to God's glory and the service of our neighbor, especially our brothers and sisters in Christ. As we are mindful of the mercy the Lord shows us with the things of this world, much more so we think of the mercy which he has shown to us in the forgiveness of our sins. The Son of God became man to accomplish this forgiveness. Jesus Christ suffered and died for you and for me upon the cross to save us, offering his own life as a substitute for for our lives, dying the death which we so richly deserved for our sin, so that we would have the hope of eternal life in his resurrection from the dead. With this mercy, the Lord does not care whether you are rich or poor. He does not favor any race or nation. Instead, he gives and forgives freely to all who repent of their sins, believing in Jesus Christ as their Savior. There is no other salvation. There is no other Savior. The mercy of God is found in Christ Jesus our Lord. If a person refuses to repent, or if he believes he can be saved through some other means, such a person is woefully wrong and in danger of eternal condemnation on account of his sin. But if we confess our sins, believing in Jesus Christ, we are saved. The Holy Trinity washes away our sins through holy baptism. It is a washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Through baptism we are joined to Christ Jesus and made partakers of his death and resurrection, so that as he is risen from the dead, so we too shall rise to life everlasting when Jesus comes again in glory. Because of the mercy which God has shown us, we learn to show mercy toward others. Thus our Lord says, "Therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful." As we have been forgiven, so too we forgive those who have sinned against us when they are sorry for their sin. There is no place for grudges or family feuds among God's people. Where there is sorrow over sin, we forgive as we have been forgiven. As the old nature within us resists such a Christian spirit, we pray God's mercy that we would grow in grace and learn to forgive as we have been forgiven. Thus we come to the sacrament of the altar, not because we deserve it, but because God is merciful toward us, giving us his very body and blood, the very body and blood of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of our sins. At the altar we confess not only our fellowship with God, but our reconciliation with one another. It is the end of those worldly things which would divide us. We are one body with the Lord, with one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. Repentant sinners who live by the grace of God, we rejoice in that mercy and receive our Savior in his sacrament, praying that his love would be manifest in us. Amen. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we beseech thee, that the course of this world may be so peaceably ordered by thy governance, that thy church may joyfully serve thee in all godly quietness, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The people of Salem Lutheran Church invite you to visit them today for the 10:30 a.m. worship service. Sunday school is available for all ages at 9:30 a.m. Salem is located approximately 2 miles north of Malone, off of FM 308. For more information about Salem Lutheran Church or this broadcast, you may call the congregation at 533-2330 or visit us on the internet at www.salemlutheranchurch.net. The week of July 11th through 15th, Salem will be having its Vacation Bible School. Our VBS is open to all children up through age 14, and it will be held every evening of that week, beginning at 6:30 and lasting until about 8 o'clock. So again, we would encourage you to join us for Vacation Bible School, July 11th through 15th, beginning at 6:30 in the evening. I also want to include at the end of this broadcast just a word or two of thanksgiving to the Lord for an anniversary which was celebrated yesterday. Morris and Rosemary Kruger had the joy of celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary yesterday, and we pray that the Lord would continue to richly bless both of them. We want to thank those who continue to support this radio broadcast, remembering especially today the support which we receive from the Salem Lutheran Women's Guild and the Salem Lutheran Men's Fellowship.